This is Jay Thiemeyer for KBOO reviewing Kodak, a film currently playing at Hollywood Theater through Thursday. The critical phrase which punctuates this movie is, quote, "the ancestors are dreaming of you," unquote. It has to do with the central character, a young boy coming of age in Mongolia, a shepherd. His life is saved by a shamaness who recognizes in him her own unusual powers. "Send him to me," she says after his abrupt return to the living. He resembles, in this holiday season, that other shaman and shepherd, Jesus of Nazareth. Before he can visit her, however, the Chinese government intrudes. Soldiers come to remove his family from their simple surroundings, their yurt, their horses, the sheep and goats, their barren ground they know as homeland. The family is informed their animals are diseased and humans aren't immune. The aged patriarch knows they're lying. The government wants their land to strip mine for coal. They will kill the animals and sell the meat to the urban rich. The former shepherds will be left with potatoes for food and little else but weak tea and cheap alcohol to forget their dislocation. The soldiers assure them, as they're being removed, that they will be provided for a roof and a job. The roof is a colorless tower, an immense housing project deposited like some Cabrini green in the middle of nowhere. Their jobs all have to do with the gargantuan strip mining operation. The first suicide is a woman the old grandfather watches every day on her balcony, her gaze fixed on the past, the lost life. One day we see a circle of the other replaced gathered around her crumpled body. An ambulance bears her away. The young boy is in touch with the ancestors and with the animals who have been slaughtered and the trees and sky and land. He is one with them. Whenever his inexorable vision forces him to see, truly see what the land is losing in spirit, he has a seizure, what the doctors will call a grand mal. "Perhaps you have epilepsy," they say. "Does it run in your family?" a doctor asks the unresponsive boy at one point. The huge machines chewing up the earth are indeed biting into his flesh and assaulting his soul, connected as it is with all the rest. Predictably, he is institutionalized. He doesn't scan for the modern and scientifically scrutable, the state and its doctors. His behavior must be modified to conform, but he cannot alter his soul for the state. The young shaman is doomed. A dismal state of affairs depicted wondrously in this dreamscape of a movie. The vastness of the Mongolian barrens are majestic in this film. At times, Kodak is abysmally depressing and hopeless, the machines huge and monstrous, eating the land for coal. At other times, there is youth and hope, organizing, subversive, a swarm of monkey wrenchers, black-clad from the city, dumped by the machinery of the state in this wasteland to serve sentences for crimes against the state, scrawling graffiti and the like. They are tiny against the huge industrial bulldozers and earth movers and cranes and trains a mile or more long filled with coal. But the nondescript, primitive boy, the emerging shaman, the shepherd, inspires and empowers them. As the film progresses, the dream and symbolist aspects become more dominant. It is a popular wish to stop the faux communist empire with its growing ambitions for world dominance and its growing indifference to the earth, and the blank check given the new billionaires whose only job it is to plunder the resources and move China ahead of the rest, to go for the gold. The erasure of cultures like that of the primitive Mongolian shepherds is a small price to pay for the urban power elite. A most affecting and memorable film. The afternoon after seeing it, I happened on some demonstrators outside Nordstrom's. They were Chinese and Burmese, trying to raise consciousness regarding Myanmar and the oppression of the generals, which has tightened since the monks' protests and marches with downcast bowls. They wanted to pressure China in the year they are hosting the Olympic Games to influence the generals to allow the people their country. These demonstrators were surrounded by black-clad gutter punks, mall rats, the street kids who hang around Pioneer Square, a dismal shadow of the black-clad monkey-wrenching subversives of empire in Kodak. I wondered where these directionless kids, denied a safety net, probably just out of foster care and not long ago, or in and out of Inverness, without health insurance, housing, and out of the school system, would find their inspiration. Where was their shaman, or dream for nightmare? What did they have to look forward to? Kodak plays through Thursday at the Hollywood alongside the wonderful Into the Wild, Sean Penn's take on John Krakauer's book. For times and ticket information, call the Hollywood at 503-281-4215. This has been Jay Thiemeyer for KABU.